So I hope that, you know, by watching the videos that you just saw, these first two videos in this module, that you understand why it's beneficial to move your body every day, even if it's just for like 50 minutes or so. But I understand we are all busy. So how do we fit like this exercise into our daily life, into our routine? And that's what I wanted to talk about with you in this specific video, because I have a, you know, pretty good method for you if you're open for it. Because what I personally do is to combine my good habits as much as possible. You know, science clearly shows that it's important for the human body to be outside for at least 30 minutes a day, that you get some fresh air, that you get some sunlight or at least some daylight, that you are going to, that your body is going to produce vitamin D. And if it's spring or summer, ideally, you also want to go barefoot, you know, wherever you can, in like some grassy field or, you know, the beach or whatever, to ground yourself. So the ideal routine, for example, is to go outside in the morning, if possible within a few hours of waking up, that you go to some place where you can ground yourself, you know, the beach or again, some grass or whatever, that you get some fresh air, that you get some daylight or some sunlight at least for 30 minutes, and that you're going to do some exercises. So if you are going to do these exercises and it's, you know, good temperature, you can do it barefoot. And so in that way, free radicals and toxins can be released, you know, into the earth. They are going to go out of your body. And that way, actually, you are going to combine everything all at once. You know, I like to do this, you know, on the days I practice, for example, these, you know, more relaxed exercises like yoga, for example, or Tai Chi. You can, you know, you can do it outside, for example, on a mat. And I also have outside a very small fitness space, you know, with some heavy weights and all that stuff. So if you have a choice between working out indoors and outdoors, you always want to choose outdoors simply because, you know, outdoor, your body functions, you know, in its best way. And the more you are going to stack these kinds of habits, the better you are going to feel. So, for example, when you do this exercise in the morning, you're going to feel better. So you're going to start off the day with a good feeling, you know, producing growth hormones and serotonin, sorry, which in the evening, for example, helps your body produce melatonin, allowing you to sleep better. So as a result, you're going to wake up well rested, you have more energy throughout the day, and you will find it easier to eat healthy. When you're doing, for example, your Tai Chi barefoot, you're going to reduce inflammation in your body. And for example, Qigong helps you heal your body, which in turn helps you sleep better. So you can stack all of these good habits. And in this way, you enter this upward spiral that makes you just feel better and better and better. And the longer you are going to do this, the better the results are going to be. And the easier it actually becomes to, you know, hold on to this rhythm and to these habits. And that's when you are going to, you know, kind of like see and feel and know that your vibration is actually rising. So once again, I hope these modules are very valuable to you and that you understand that kind of like these small things like doing masculine and feminine exercises, they are exactly the kind of wisdom that you have been looking for and can make a big difference in your life. So I look forward to speaking with you tomorrow in a module that is all about energy. And it's going to be a very exciting module. I wish you a very pleasant rest of the day, evening, or whenever you are, you know, watching this. And we will see each other tomorrow.